感谢主把我们一同聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord for gathering us together in His presence.
我相信这次聚会背后呢，有许多神儿女们的祷告。
I do believe that behind every single meeting there are many saints who are praying.
聚会虽然还没有开始，我相信很多弟兄姊妹已经感觉到主在我们身上做工。
Even before the meeting began, we do feel for many brothers and sisters, the Lord has already begun His work in us.
因为我们的主实在太爱他的教会。
Because our Lord truly loves His church.
他快要回来。
He is about to return.
他何等盼望每一个属他的儿女都是成熟的，都是预备好。
How He desires that every child of His will be prepared and mature.
迎接他的回来。
To welcome His return.
为着这次聚会呢，我在主面前有相当长时间的祷告。
I have prayed for quite a lengthy amount of time for this meeting.
我跟主说，主，我不会祷告。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how to pray.
求你把你要做的工告诉我们，让我们照着你的心意来向你祷告。
Please tell me what it is that is your work so that I may be able to pray
according to your will. 像我们弟兄昨天晚上讲的，我们来这里是让主遇见我们。
Just like our brother has shared with us last night, we want the Lord to meet us.
因为主何等盼望遇见我们。
Because the Lord so desires to meet us.
何等盼望让我们得着他。
He so desires for us to gain Him.
让他也完全的得着我们。
So that He can gain all of us.
这一次主给我的负担是从尼希米记里面出来。
The burden that the Lord has given me this time is from the book of Nehemiah.
请我们一同读几节的经文。
Shall we read a few passages of scripture?
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
第十七节的后一半。
The latter portion of verse 17.
来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
我们再来读希伯来书第十一章。
Next, let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是神，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
我盼望这里说的他们，不仅仅指着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Here, when it speaks of them, I do hope that God is not just speaking of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
也包括了今天坐在这里每一个属主的儿女。
That it encompasses all who are sitting here, every child of God.
我们虽然住在地上，但是我们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。
Even though we live here on earth, but we admire and desire after a better country.
就是天上的家乡。
This heavenly one.
因为这座家乡是神为我们预备的。
Because this heavenly one is one that is prepared by God.
所以神被人称作我们的神。他也不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
虽然我们非常软弱，
even though we are very weak,
并且我们一点都不配，
and we are not worthy at all.
但是因为他在我们身上做了工，所以他就愿意被人称作这一般人的神。
But because He is working in them, that is why He is willing to be called their God.
他为我们所做的工，乃是预备了这一座城。
And this work that He is doing is that He is preparing this city.
我们在读诗篇四十八篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 48.
我们读第一节、第二节。
Let's read verses 1 and 2.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上，该受大赞美。锡安山，大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦，神在其宫中自显为避难所。
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, His holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king.
好，我想我们开头的时候呢，我们就读这几处的经文。
As we begin, let's just read these passages of scripture.
我们知道尼希米记乃是神在结束旧约整个工作的最后一段。
We know that the book of Nehemiah is written at the very end of God's work in the Old Testament.
我们的神是做工的神。
Our God is a God who works.
他从来没有停止过他的工作。
He has never stopped his working.
虽然在伊甸园里面，第七日他神进入了安息。
Even though in the Garden of Eden, on the seventh day, he already entered into his rest.
那是指着神安在他创造的工作中安息了。
That is regarding how in his creation he rests.
但是在整个人类的历史中，在神的计划的里面，神并没有停止他的工作。
However, in his work throughout all human history, in his plan, he has not stopped.
所以在旧约时代，当人受了撒旦的欺骗，背叛了神。
So after in the Garden of Eden, man had been deceived and tempted.
神就一直在做预备的工作，要来救赎堕落的人类。
God is constantly doing his work of preparation to redeem and save back mankind.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见神何等的爱他所造的人。
Brothers and sisters, how we see God truly loves his people.
那么从亚当一直到挪亚，神把救恩整个的意义和重要的原则都启示给人。
From Adam all the way to Noah, he has already revealed the meaning as well as his work.
那是神的工作。
And that is God's work.
弟兄姊妹，从亚伯拉罕开始，神就要全面的在人类中间做这恢复的工作。
And starting from Abraham, he wants to do this complete work throughout all of mankind.
他不愿意任何一个人失落。
He doesn't want anyone to be lost.
你知道，在使徒彼得到他要寻道的时候，他看见这件事，他说：“神愿意所有的人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦。”
And so Peter, right before he was to be martyred, he saw and said, "He is God wants all to be saved and not one to be lost."
所以从亚伯拉罕开始，一直到旧约的结束，主耶稣降生在地上。
From Abraham on, all the way to the time when our Lord Jesus, he came in the flesh.
我们看见神借着以色列人的历史，向我们显明他整个恢复的工作和他的原则。
God through the people of Israel is revealing to us His work as well as His principle.
而在这一段的工作中，最后一个工作就是尼希米记。
And the very last portion of His work is recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记最后出现的虽然不是一个full scale 就是全貌的一个耶路撒冷。
Even though Nehemiah's work was not a full-scale city of Jerusalem.
等一下，我们要看尼希米那个时代的耶路撒冷城，跟现在的耶路撒冷城比起来，非常小的。
And we are going to take a look very soon. The city that Nehemiah worked on was much smaller than the original Jerusalem.
但是尼希米所完成的工作是神的工作。
However, the work that he finished was God's work.
而且是神借着他们做成的工。
And it was a work that God accomplished through them.
不是人的努力。
It was not man's labor.
不是人的热心。
It was not man's fervency.
人没有什么功劳可以自居的。
Man has no labor in which he can stand upon.
那么神在他们完成了这个工作以后，神就满足了。
And after this work was done, God was
satisfied. 所以从尼希米记以后呢，神就有400年安静的没有说话。
After Nehemiah, God was silent for a period of 400 years.
直到他的儿子第一次来到地上。
Until his son came to earth for the first time.
把所有旧约恢复的工作，现在在灵里坐在教会的里面。
All of the revival work in the Old Testament now needed to be accomplished in the spirit in the church.
所以我们今天不再做外面的这些工作。
Therefore, we're not doing this outward work anymore.
虽然我们外面有活动。
Even though outwardly we may have activities.
但是真正的工作是在你的里面，在我的里面。
The true work is done inside you and me.
在人的生命的里面。
It is in your life.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们从尼希米记看见的 一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we see from Nehemiah.
所以这一个工作对于神他的心意的满足有决定性的影响力。
So this has an absolute influence and power in God's satisfaction of His work.
我自己第一次听关于尼希米记的讲论，那时候我24岁。
The very first time I heard a sharing on the book of Nehemiah, I was 24 years old.
那时候我的人生呢，也面临一个很大的转折点。
I didn't have a great change or crisis in my life.
我在台湾大学毕业了。
I had just graduated from college in Taiwan.
我去服了两年的这个兵役。
And I went through.
说阿兵哥。
I went through a military training in Taiwan.
啊，不是 training， 是 service 啊 ，ROTC。
ROTC training.
啊，是最小的官。
I was the lowliest, the smallest.
那么我又回到学校去念了一年的研究生。
And then I went back and I studied in graduate school for 1 year.
在那一年中间，我就准备要到美国来念书。
And in that 1 year, I was preparing to come to study in the States.
但是我的心里非常的惶恐。
But in my heart, I was very confused.
我跟主说：“主啊，前面我对我自己没有把握，更不要说我对环境有把握。”
I have fear because I said, Lord, I have no assurance about what is in front of me and in my own life.
这个时刻我需要你来握住我，需要你向我显现，让我知道是你引领我。
At this time, I need you to hold on to me and reveal to me that you are the one who's leading me.
那一年夏天，我们校园里面的基督徒办了一个小小的夏令会。
And so last summer, the Christians at the school, they arranged a small summer conference.
啊，我们请到一个讲员，我从来没有听过的。
And they had invited a speaker I never heard of.
他大概年纪比我大最多4岁，可能是只大2岁。
He was older than me, maybe between 2 to 4 years.
他那时候刚刚在 Berkeley 读完了 Double E 的 Master Degree。
And he had just finished his master's degree in Berkeley.
他回香港和台湾，整个夏天探望各地他认识的弟兄姊妹。
And he returned back to Hong Kong and Taiwan to visit all the brothers and sisters.
就在这样的情况底下，他讲了4堂关于尼希米记。
And under such circumstances, he shared 4 times on the book of Nehemiah.
我到现在很怀念这位弟兄。
And to this day, I still really remember him fondly.
他呢，那个后来我才知道，他完全照着斯百克弟兄的信息讲的。
And later on, I found out that he shared completely according to Brother Tiasen.
但是他讲出来好像是他自己的东西，那是不得了的事情啊。
It was just like it was his. It was amazing.
弟兄姊妹，你不要看哈。如果你能读懂过去主仆人们讲的东西，你能讲出来，那就是你的。
But don't look lightly upon that, because if you can read and understand and be able to share it, then it is yours.
他讲4堂啊。
He gave 4 sessions.
把我整个人的心胸眼睛打开了，所有的烟这个迷惑，还有不确定，通通拿掉。
When he shared.Everything was now made clear. All of my doubts and confusion and fears were taken away.
因为那时候我去问我的这些教授们，他们都是从美国 Caltech 啊 MIT 回去的。我说为什么我要出国去读书
？And so at that time, I was asking all my professors who had come out of Caltech or MIT. I asked them, why do I need to go to the States to study?
他们给我的都是世界的原因和答案。
They all gave me worldly answers.
但是那位弟兄讲的尼希米记。我发现是主给我的答案。
But that brother who shared on the book of Nehemiah, I realized the Lord was now giving me his answer.
虽然那个时候我还听不太懂啊。
Even though at that time I didn't fully understand.
因为我那个时候在主面前只不过是刚刚起步啊。
Because even though the Lord
非常幼稚的一个年轻人。
I was very immature. I had just begun as a young person.
但是我感觉呢，这一件事情叫父的心喜悦啊。
But then I realized this is a matter which causes the Father's heart to be pleased.
而且在那最艰难的环境中呢，父把一切的他的丰富和供应都放在这一批人的身上。
In the most difficult of circumstances, God has placed all of His abundance and will upon this group of people.
后来我到了美国，有人送我那一本书的中文翻译，叫做《恢复神儿子丰满的见证》。
And so then when I came to the States, somebody did give to me this book. It is called The Testimony of the Fullness of the Son of God.
The Recovery of the Testimony of Son of the God, Son of God in Fullness. 对不起，我女儿，所以我可以欺负她一下。你知道这一座城是神儿子丰满的见证。
This city is the testimony of God's fullness.
如果人要认识神，你必须看见神的儿子。
If you need to know God, then you must see the Son of God.
所以使徒约翰告诉我们说，从来没有人看见过神。
That is why the Apostle John says no one has ever seen God.
唯有父怀中的独生子将他显明出来。
Except the beloved Son of God has now revealed him.
这是主耶稣在地上他的工作最奇妙的一个见证，就是把父显出来了。
This is the most amazing testimony of God, that is of Jesus, that is to reveal the Father.
那么今天主耶稣也不在地上。
Now today the Lord Jesus is not here.
那么主耶稣的见证从哪里显出来呢？
Now where does his testimony manifest from?
从这一座城显出来。
It is revealed from.
而且如果这一座城完成了，那个见证叫做丰满。
Now, if this city is completed, then that testimony is called full.
没有缺一点点。
It is not lacking anything.
弟兄姊妹，你敢说今天主耶稣在我里面是，我已经把它丰满的经历了吗
？Brothers and sisters, dare you say that I have fully experienced the Lord Jesus in you?
我相信我们都有这个愿望，是吧？我要更多认识基督，更丰满的认识你。
I do believe that we all have this desire that I want to come to know you in greater fullness.
但是我们感觉我们的年日何等的有限。
But we do feel that our lifespan is so limited.
我们的心智又是何等的微小。
And our mind, our heart is so small.
再加上我们的环境这么样的这个绊倒人迷惑人啊，这个败坏人。
And our circumstances, it corrupts us and it causes us to stumble.
所以我们好多年日其实都浪费掉了。
And so actually we waste many of our years.
好多的环境经过我们身上，我们没有得着基督，反而我们失去了许多的祝福。
So many situations have passed by us, and we have not gained Christ, and we have lost out on blessings.
所以那一年啊，我听不太懂，但是我感觉我被一个东西碰见了。
And so that year, even though I didn't fully understand, I felt that something had met me.
或者我被一件事情，就是神的旨意抓住了。
But now God has grabbed a hold of me by His will.
这个以后我到美国来的每一个转折点。都成为我的扶持和引导。
So later when I came to the U.S., this became my support and my guidance at every turning point in life.
所以这些日子啊，我在主面前祷告。
So these days, as I have been praying,
因为我的儿子大家也认识哈。
Because my son, whom many of you know,
他也到了他现在，他是40岁了。
And now he's 40.
到了他人生要转折的地方。
He's also at a turning point in his life.
他就跟我讲，爸，我能不能每一个礼拜跟你有一天晚上一起交通？
And he's asked me, Dad, one time per week, can we have some time to have some fellowship?
一起读经。
To pray and to read your Bible.
所以我说好的，我要寻求主，要我跟你交通什么？
And so I said, okay, let me seek after the Lord what I should share with you.
当我祷告的时候，主就把尼希米记摆在我心里。
And so as I prayed, God gave me Nehemiah.
尼希米是一个重要的旧约人物。
Nehemiah is a very important person in the Old Testament.
在刚才我们读的第二章第十七节，他向那时候被掳归回在犹大地在耶路撒冷的以色列人发出邀请和呼召。
Here he's giving an invitation and calling to the people, the remnants who had come back to the land of Judah to Jerusalem.
他说：“我们来吧。”让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
He said, "Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem."
我相信这一个呼声呢，不仅地上的人有共鸣，天上的宝座满了喜乐。
Now I do believe not only will the people of earth have a resounding response, but there is great joy in heaven as well.
今天你我可能为这个原因侍奉，为那个原因努力，为那个东西奉献，但是却没有满足神的心。
Perhaps perhaps you are very busy with this work, and you're very zealous in doing something else and sacrificing for the Lord, but you haven't touched God's heart.
但是尼希米起来这样呼唤，这样邀请的时候，不仅人受感动，天上的宝座满了喜乐，一切的丰富就供应下来。
So when Nehemiah gave this calling out, an invitation, not only was there a response to it, but in heaven, God, there was great joy and rejoicing up in heaven.
所以这句话不仅仅是一个知识而已。
And so this phrase is not merely a knowledge.
也不只是一个意图 intention.
And it's not just an intention.
而是一个呼唤，要求我们采取行动。
But a request, an invitation, so that we may have action.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，接下来我要和大家交通一点。
And so as we continue, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
为什么耶路撒冷在神的心中这么重要呢
？Why is Jerusalem in God's heart so very important?
刚才我们交通到希伯来书第十一章。
We just shared Hebrews chapter 11.
神早已为我们预备了。在天上的一座有根基的城。
God has already in heaven prepared for us a city with foundation.
在希伯来书的作者，他还没有讲出这座城的名字。
The author of the book of Hebrews did not tell us the name of the city.
但是到了启示录二十一章，我们就看见那一座城原来就是由天而降的新耶路撒冷。
However, when we come to Revelation 21, we see that this is the new Jerusalem that descends from heaven.
那告诉我们说，神整个在人类时间中所有的工作、经营，他的目的就是要得着这一座城。
That tells us that God's main purpose and intention throughout all humankind is to build up the city.
但是在希伯来书里面，他告诉我们说，在神这座城已经是完成的。
However, the book of Hebrews it tells us that the city is already built up.
It's finished.
It's finished.
在神没有过去，没有将来，只有现在。
In God, there is no past. There is
那个叫做永远。
There is present only. That is called eternity.
在我们看，有过去神的工作。有现在神的工作，也有将来要完成的工作。
In our perspective, we see that God had a work; He is doing a work, and in the future He will do a work.
不
，But no.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，在他们那个时代，他们就看见了一座已经完成的有根基的城。
In Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's time, they had already seen the city that had already been finished. It has foundations.
那个给他们生活的目的。
It gave them a purpose of their life.
给他们生命的意义。
It gave them the meaning of their life.
给他们一生劳苦的价值都在这座城。
It gave all the value of all their labor and toil is all in
this. 弟兄姊妹们，
so、
你有没有遇见过这样的弟兄姊妹的
？Have you ever met brothers and sisters?
本来照人看，他们可以在世界上非常有成就的。
According to man, on earth they may be very successful.
但是他们把这些东西通通放下。
But they're able to place them all down.
而他们要得着那更美的。
Because they want to gain that which is more beautiful.
三个礼拜前我来参加魏师母的葬礼。
About 3 weeks ago, I came to attend the memorial service.
我一坐进会场，我就感觉到会场里面充满了爱主的香气。
As soon as I came into the meeting place, I felt that the meeting place was filled with the fragrance of the love of
Christ. 因为我们年长的姊妹用她的生命来见证主是配的。
Because our elderly sister used her life to testify that the Lord is worthy.
用她的生活来见证主是配的。
She used her life to express that.
我能这样为她而活，这是理所当然的。
It is the most natural and the most reasonable, intelligent thing to serve and live for the Lord.
你说，如果他在世界上是一个模范教师，是吧？模范母亲，会有这样的成就吗
？If she was a model teacher and a model mother, would we have such a testimony?
也受人的敬仰和爱戴，但是没有神的荣耀和。喜乐。
She might receive the praise and adoration of people, but she would not receive the joy and the peace, the joy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这一座城对我们来讲非常重要啊。
Brothers and sisters, the city is so important to us.
亚伯拉罕，神容许他看见了这座城。
God allowed Abraham to see.
所以他生活 就跟别人不一样。
And so his life was different from others.
甚至跟罗德都不一样。
Different from even Lot.
罗德觉得，哎呀，这边分析，那边分析，还是索多玛平原比较好。
Lot, he was thinking, perhaps this is better, perhaps that place is better, and finally settled on Sodom.
最后罗德什么都没有。
At the end, Lot had nothing.
而且还失去了自己的妻子。
And even lost his own wife.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
但是亚伯拉罕呢？他什么都不要了。
But Abraham, he didn't want it.
他跟罗德讲：“你往东，我就往西。”
He said to Lot, "If you go east, I'm going to go west."
你往平原，我就上山。
If you go to the plains, I'll go up to the hills.、
啊、弟兄姊妹，神多喜乐啊
！So how God rejoiced.
神让他看见了那一座有价值、有意义、有荣耀的城。
God allowed him to see that city that has value and that has meaning and purpose.
亚伯拉罕一点都没有失去地上的祝福。
And so Abraham did not lose out on any of the blessings of earth.
反而他得着了属天的神圣的荣耀和确据。
He obtained assurance and glory.
所以希伯来书作者结束的时候，这些人离开世界的时候都还没有得着。
And so the author of Hebrews tells us that when these people left, they did not gain what was promised.
但是他们里面信有信心。
But they had faith.
那个信心带给他们确据。
The faith brought them assurance.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，盼望这一次聚完会，每一个神的儿女里面都有这个确据。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that as this conference ends, that every one of you will have full assurance.
因为这是神要给你的。
Because this is what God wants to give.
要给我的。
He wants to give me.
给所有蒙恩得救的儿女。
To give to all the children of God who have gained His life.
那么这座城在以色列人的历史中啊，在以色列人的心中占据了非常特别的地位。
So this city has a very important place in the heart, and thoughts of the people of God.
直到今天21世纪，你碰到从以色列地来的年轻人。
Even up to today, 21st century, if you meet any Israelite, a young person who comes out of Israel,
跟他谈到耶路撒冷的时候，
and you talk about the matters of Jerusalem,
他们立刻眼睛就发亮，
immediately their eyes,
立刻心里面就跳跃，
and their hearts are so full of joy.
前不久，我们跟一个 contractor 谈一个小小工程的事情。
Not too long ago, we had a discussion of this work with a contractor.
就来了一个年轻人。
And a young person came.
看起来30出头而已。
He looked like he was in his early 30s.
听他的口音不像是西语裔的美国人。
And when we listened to his accent, it didn't seem like he was.
看那样子像从中东来的人。
But he did look like he came from the Middle East.
但是他接电话的时候讲的好像是希伯来话。
And when he answered the phone, it sounded like he was speaking.
所以我就问他。
So I asked him.
你是不是以色列人？
Are you an Israelite?
他说是。
He said yes.
他只是很小声点点头。
我说。Quietly nodded his head.
我说你有没有去过耶路撒冷？
I said, have you ever gone to Jerusalem?
哇，他整个人眼睛亮起来，跳起来。
Eyes just brightened up and he jumped up.
希伯来话讲耶路撒冷就跟我们中文一样，耶路撒冷。
And so in Hebrew, when you say the city, it's just like how you pronounce it in Chinese.
他就大声地喊了耶路撒冷。
And he just called out Jerusalem in very loudly.
我说你相信神吗？
And I said, do you believe in God?
他说我爱耶路撒冷。
He said, I love Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你看啊，神用了这么长，从亚伯拉罕到主耶稣了，用了2000年的时间，把这一座城坐在以色列每一个人的心里面。
We see God has, starting from Abraham, used 2,000 some years of time to make this city in everyone's heart.
那么今天新约时代，神更巴不得我们看见。
Now in the New Testament time, how God desires for us to see.
所以诗篇48篇的作者他说：“看哪、啊，他说，耶和华本为大，他在神的城中。”在他的圣山上该受大赞美。
And that is why Psalm 48 says, Great is the Lord in the city of our God.
他说为什么呢？
Why?
因为锡安山是大君王的城。
Because Mount Zion in the far north is the city of the great king.
神在那里有他的居所。
God has his dwelling place there.
神在那里有他的宝座。
God has his throne there.
神在那里得着敬拜。
There God is worshipped.
神在那里彰显他完全的主权，绝对的主权。
There God has his full sovereignty and his authority.
弟兄姊妹，这件事真是要主开我们的眼睛。
We really need the Lord to open up our eyes.
你我如果看见的话，我们被摆在其中，多令人振奋啊！
If you see this and God has placed us in its midst, how this would cause great admiration from people.
他说这座城呢在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
In the north, it is beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹，若是把耶路撒冷从以色列的历史中拿掉，
If you take Jerusalem out of human history,
神的儿女们心中就没有喜乐。
Then the children of God will not have joy in their hearts.
为什么呢？因为神在他们中间的同在就失去了。
Why? It is because God's presence then will be lost.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我们今天这么重视这样的信息。
This is why we pay so much attention to this particular message.
主要在他的儿女们中，在教会中掌权。
God wants to rule and reign among His people and in the church.
要显出他丰满的同在。
He wants to express the fullness of His presence.
并且要在那里得着他当得的敬拜。换句话说，神的儿女和神之间有不止息的交通。
There, He wants to gain worship, or in another words, He wants to have unceasing fellowship with His people.
弟兄姊妹们，这件事情若是你尝到那个属灵的实际，你就知道这个救恩不得了。
Brothers and sisters, if you have tasted of the spiritual reality, then you will realize this salvation is incredible.
这几天我要靠着主的怜悯，盼望能够把我自己领会的经历的和大家分享一点。
These few days, according to God's mercy, I would like to share with you what I know and what I have experienced.
接下来我们看见啊，在尼希米那个时代，耶路撒冷城是被毁掉的。
Now following, continuing on, we want to see that during the days of Nehemiah, that the city, the walls, it was destroyed.
在主前606年呢，尼布甲尼撒王第一次攻破耶路撒冷。
In 606 BC, King Nebuchadnezzar, the first time, attacked the city of Jerusalem.
他和他的军队就把整个圣殿放火烧了。
He and his army completely destroyed with fire the entire temple.
到了主前586年。
In 586 BC,
他的军队最后一次围攻耶路撒冷的时候，就把耶路撒冷的城门和城墙给拆了，给烧了。
This next time that Nebuchadnezzar also attacked the city of Jerusalem, he destroyed the walls as well as the gates.
我们知道，在旧约时代一座城，所以这是称作城，因为它有城墙，因为它有城门。
Now in the Old Testament time, any time a city can be called a city, it is because it has walls and gates.
这个墙跟门，这个它有它的它们的功用和它的意义的。
These walls and gates, they have its function as well as its meaning.
我们来读一下。
Let's read a little bit.
以赛亚书。
The Book of Isaiah.
第六十章。
Chapter 60.
第十八节
，Verse 18
你地上不再听见强暴的事，境内不再听见荒凉毁灭的事，你必称你的墙为拯救，称你的门为赞美。
Violence will not be heard again in your land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise.
这个你指着耶路撒冷说的。
Here, this you is speaking of Jerusalem.
也可以指着当时的神的百姓说的。
Or it could be also spoken of the people of Israel at that
time. 他说，你必称你的墙为拯救。
You will call your walls salvation.
我们中文翻成拯救，原来意思就是这个墙就是神给我们的救恩。
This speaks of how our salvation is this wall that is given to us by God.
这个门就是神该得的赞美。
These gates are the praise that God needs to gain.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到它的属灵的意义，这是我这一次的负担。
And so this is a spiritual meaning, and this is my burden this time.
但是一座城呢，我们知道有门呢。是讲到它有一个进出口，有一个 entrance。
Now a city when it has gates, we know that it has an entrance.
如果有门的话，它也把 外面和里面分开来。
If there are gates, these gates will also divide and separate that which is inside and outside.
就好像我们进到这个聚会厅，周围有几个门。
Just like in this meeting hall, around us we have several doors.
你可能站在离那个门呢，只差不到一尺，但是你在门外。不在门内。
You are 1 meter outside of the door, but you are not inside. You are still outside.
为什么在那里有一个门
？Why? It is because there is a door.
那个门把里外分开来了。
That gate separates inside and outside.
如果这个讲到教会
，It speaks of the church.
教会它是有一个属灵的进出口的。
The church also has a spiritual entrance of going in and out.
好，这个每一个想要认识基督的人。你找到这个门，你就认识基督了。
If anyone seeks after Christ, if you have found this door, then you have found Christ.
你找到这个门，你就经历了救恩了。
If you have found that door, then found Christ, you have experienced salvation.
但是有的人就是摸不到这个门。
But some people just can't find that door.
所以他就变成门外汉。
So they are outsiders.
好，我们中国人讲很多人啊，好，我是对你讲的东西，我是门外汉，你讲什么我都听不懂。
For me, in many different topics of life, I'm an outsider. I don't really understand what you're talking about.
我过去三十多年在福音工作上面。
In the last 30-some years in the work of the gospel.
我碰过好多年轻的学者和朋友们。
I have met many young scholars and friends.
他们参加了很多基督徒的活动。
They have attended many Christian activities.
他说我很羡慕你们基督徒，但是我好像是在玻璃门外呢看你们活动，我是外面的人。
And they say, I really admire all of you and your activities, but I'm like standing outside the glass window, looking inward towards you.
那时候教会在努力的办几个活动啊，再带他们去郊游，说不定他们受感动就受浸了。
And so the church says, okay, we will now strive and have a few more activities, and perhaps you'll be moved, and then you will want to become saved and be baptized.
他会认识主吗
？Will they come to know?
不会的。
No.
他认识基督教。
They know Christianity.
但他不认识主。
But they don't know the Lord.
因为他是门外汉。
Because they're not.
他自己也说。
They say it themselves.
我是在外面看你们的。
I am looking from outside.
你要给我摸一摸，让我尝一尝你们讲的那个是什么。
Let me touch, let me taste about what you are talking about.
耶路撒冷是有进口的。
Jerusalem has gates.
是有门的。
There are doors.
每一个侍奉主的人必须要认识这个门。
Everyone who serves the Lord needs to know these gates.
每一个真正爱慕主的人必须要进这个门。
Those who truly love the Lord need to enter through these gates.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们在这门的事情上面打马虎眼、糊涂，我们是门外汉，还以为自己是属主的人。
If we are very careless and casual about these gates, then we are just those who are foolish and outsiders.
那是非常可惜的。
That is so tragic.
我们常常听弟兄姊妹祷告说主啊，若不是耶和华建造房屋，那建造的人就枉然劳力。
We often hear brothers and sisters pray that Lord, if you are not the builder of this house, then the builders build in vain.
为什么会枉然劳力呢
？Why will they build in vain?
因为呢，你是门外汉。
Because you're an outsider.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以做很多基督教热心的服事，但是在神的眼中看。一点属天的价值都没有。
You can do many zealous, wonderful things and activities for the Lord in Christianity, but you are still outside.
这是讲到门。
This speaks of the gate.
然后什么是墙呢
？Then what are these walls?
就是你对于这个门认识了，你实实在在的去经历了。
That means you know the gate, and now you have truly.Experience.
它就成为我们的拯救。
It has become your salvation.
把我从外面拯救到里面来了。
You have been saved from outside.
从自己的叹息和这个眼泪中拯救到神的喜乐和赞美里面来了。
You have been saved out of your own sighs and tears, and now you have come in to His salvation and His joy.
这个墙就着物理的意义来说。
Now, physically speaking,
它说出了。这个城和外面的一个界限 boundary，
It is also a boundary from that which is
因着有这个 boundary， 所以呢，它就有一个分别。
Because there is this boundary, there is now a separation.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果没有这一个界限呢，外面的人随时要进来就进来了。
If there is no such boundary, then people outside can come in anytime they want.
在尼希米他们没有恢复城墙之前。
Before, during the time of Nehemiah,
在耶路撒冷已经有圣殿了。
There was already the temple inside Jerusalem.
他们每个安息日都在那里聚会。
Every Sabbath day, they were gathering there.
好，弟兄姊妹们， 并且他们也在那里过节。
And they were also celebrating their feast.
但是他们聚会的时候呢，结果有商人呢说我们今天有新鲜鱼来了，他们弟兄姊妹就去买鱼了。
But today on the day of their gathering, the merchants would say, "Oh, we have fresh fish. Please come and buy our fish."
用今天的话来讲，如果你口渴，楼下有 Starbucks.
In today's words, if you're thirsty, go downstairs, you will have Starbucks.
现在很多聚会里面，外面东西进到神儿女们中间，大家一点感觉都没有，我们好方便啊。
Today, as the children of God gather, we have no feeling towards it. We feel it's so convenient.
你不知道哪里是圣的，哪里是俗的。
You don't know what is holy and what is secular.
这世界的音乐进到教会里面来，我们唱的如痴如醉的。
Worldly music has entered in, and we have no feeling about it, whatever.
弟兄姊妹们，那会叫你的生命更像基督吗？
Will it cause your life to be more like Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这是墙。
This is a wall, brothers and sisters.
你必须要经历过了，你就知道哦，在那个这个我们不需要了。
If you have experience, then you will know. Oh, I don't need that.
今天神的儿女们在这一方面呢，非常非常的模糊。
Brothers and sisters, today the children of God today are very, very confused about this.
或者说 very vague 或者 blurry 啊，我们好像知道又好像不知道。
It's like we know but don't know.
我们只要做好人，大家这样做，那我也这样做就好了。
We just know that we need to be a good person so that if everybody else does it, it's okay that I do it too.
弟兄姊妹，难怪神的同在在我们中间非常淡薄。
No wonder God's presence among us is very, very shallow.
弟兄姊妹，好的聚会我们要参加，至少参加一次啊。
We need to at least go to one good meeting.
你还没有进到聚会会场就感觉主在这里，连小孩子他们都感觉到，不需要你跟他讲说安静安静，因为主在那里他自然就安静。因为你尝过吗？我18岁那一年活蹦乱跳的，充满了怀疑，充满了理性的所谓的基督徒参加一个大专青年的夏令会，我到那里觉得我不属于这里。
When I was 18, I was young and lively, full of my own thoughts, full of my own doubts and opinions, and I attended a gathering, and I felt I didn't belong there.
为什么呢？我觉得这些人太严肃了。
Why? I thought that these people were too serious.
好，但是我还是被拉进去坐在里面。
But I was called in to sit in there.
一唱诗歌，我里面服下来了。
As soon as a hymn started to sing, then inside I submitted.
本来今天早上第一首诗歌讲羔羊是配。
At the very first hymn today, the lamb is worthy.
那就是我第一首被摸到the诗歌。
That was the very first hymn that touched.
哎呀，我的主是羔羊。
My Lord, He's the lamb.
我还不懂什么叫羔羊。
I didn't even know what the lamb was.
但是那一首诗歌在我心里面一直回响了20多年了。
But that hymn resounded in my heart for 20-some years.
走到哪里，无论碰到什么样的弟兄姊妹，我寻找的就是这个。
But no matter what I do, where I go, or brothers and sisters I meet, this is what I'm looking for.
那叫做神的同在。
And that is called God's presence.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个墙带给我们保护。
Brothers and sisters, this wall brings us protection.
我记得我两个孩子要出去读大学。
When my two children needed to go out for.
我都陪他们祷告，跟他们说同样的话。
And so I prayed for them and I said the same thing to them.
我说爸爸妈妈不会要求你一定要在哪里聚会或去什么地方。
Now mom and dad will not require you that you have to go to a particular place for church.
但是我们里面有一个祷告。
But within us we have this.
希望你认识哪里有主的同在。
That you will come to know where do you find the Lord's presence.
哪里有主话语的实际。
Where do you find the reality of God's word?
还是一些基督教的道德传统。
Or is it just some doctrine, some morals of Christianity?
还是人的友情和善良。
Or just man's goodness and some of their teachings.
弟兄姊妹，这是有很大区别的。
There's a great difference between this.
后来我看他们成长啊，
And later as I saw them grow,
主也在这一点上面慢慢教他们。
The Lord gradually was teaching them.
弟兄姊妹，当我们认识了这个，
Brothers and sisters, when we come to know,
仇敌想要骗我们，
And when the enemy wants to deceive us,
主在我们里面做我们的保护。
The Lord within us will be our protection.
我看到许多年轻人，我就心里面真是充满了感觉。
And so when I meet some young people, in my heart, I really have this sense.
我跟主说，主啊，你过去怎样做在上一代，求你在今天做得更深、更真实。
And What you have done in past generations, do it even more deeply and more in a real way in this young generation.
让他们得着你的保护。
That they may gain your protection.
但是我们也看见好多年轻弟兄姊妹，一出去读书就变了。
But we do see so many young brothers and sisters. As soon as they go out to study, they change.
我碰见不止一个，啊，一对父母亲，好几位说，你能不能跟我儿子谈一谈
？I have met many parents. They say, "Can you please come and share with my son?"
我儿子现在去了大学，他也碰到一个 Christian mentor.
And now that he has gone to college, he has met this Christian mentor.
跟他讲了很多 Christian philosophy.
Talked about a lot of Christian philosophy.
他就觉得这个很满足他，他现在不来回家不聚会了。
And it really satisfied him, but when he comes home, he doesn't want to come to church.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在基督徒中间，各种神学的理论多得不得了的。
Today among Christians, there are so many Christian theological teachings.
昨天晚上我们弟兄跟我们提到欧洲的加尔文主义。
And so last night our brother had shared with us,
the Calvinism.
Calvinism from Europe.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我年轻的时候碰过，现在年轻人一样碰到。
When I was young, I had met this, and the young people today, in the same way they meet.
我们在聚会里面有没有教他们呢？
In the church, are we teaching?
有没有带他们遇见主呢
？Are we bringing them to meet the Lord?
如果你只是光道理上面跟他辩，你会失去你的孩子。
If you're just arguing with them in reason, then you will lose your children.
为主失去你的孩子。
For the Lord, you.
你我好像很正统。
It seems as you are very traditional.
但是把孩子 push 的越来越远。
But you're pushing your children further and further.
因为你我没有他这些神学的这些的理论。
Because we do not have that seminary background.
但是若是你里面真有基督的话
，But if you have truly have Christ in you，
孩子就知道，年轻人就知道。
Then your young children.
我们弟兄昨天晚上讲到这个 Campbell Morgan， 他年轻的时候已经很会读圣经了。
And our brother last night talked about Campbell Morgan. When he was young, he really knew how to read scripture.
他在犹太人的拉比学校里面做。管事的，所以他对犹太习俗太熟太熟了。
And he was very, very familiar with the Jewish ways of doing things because he studied underneath rabbis in the Jewish schools.
我不知道他怎么读出来那个是预言。主耶稣明明说 I am with you.
I don't know how.
他不是说 I shall be with you.
Promise or prophecy,
对不对
？Our Lord Jesus says I am with you. I shall.
但他就是读不到，读不出来。他看见的就是预言。
What he saw was just prophecy.
你想一个老姊妹说 In fact.
But our older sister said it is a fact.
弟兄姊妹，教会现在需要的是 in fact.
What the church needs today are the facts.
不是 in theory.
Not in theory.
不是 in prophecy.
Or not in prophecy.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，不是说我们不要认识真理哈。
It's not to say that we do not need to know.
不是说我们不需要啊读预言哈。
Or that we do not read prophecy.
但是我们需要碰到属灵的实际。
But we need to meet spiritual reality.
弟兄姊妹。因着有了这个保护，我们才会有见证。
And so, since we have this protection, now we have this witness or testimony.
什么叫做见证呢
？What is the testimony?
就是把你亲身所看见的、亲耳所听见的、亲手所摸过的，向人表达出来。
That testimony or witness is what you have touched, what you have seen, what you have met, that now you can express it to others.
如果前面有车祸。我刚好经过，但是那车祸已经过了，我就跑去跟那个警察说，我可以做见证。
If you just you see happen to walk by a car accident, but it had already occurred, and you tell the police, I can be a witness.
警察说好，请问你这个车祸几点几分发生的
？And so the police would say, okay, at what time did that car accident occur?
我说我不知道，大约在个十分钟以前。
And I say, I'm not too sure, maybe about 10 minutes.
那么警察问说，十分钟以前你在哪里
？And the police would say, 10 minutes ago.
我说我离这里大概还有5迈。
He says, I was about 5 miles.
你能做见证吗
？Can you be a witness?
不能。
No.
那个叫做 perjury。
That's called
perjury. 弟兄姊妹们，真正的是你必须亲自经历过。
You yourself must personally experience.
不是你爸爸经历了，所以你就有了。
It's not what your father has experienced, therefore you have.
因为你把爸爸的东西呢背下来了。
Because you have memorized what your father.
弟兄姊妹，不是这样的，不是这样的。
No, it's not like that.
我们知道，当你经历了神是又真又活的，在你身上就有一股力量。 那个叫做见证的能力。
When you have something that is true and real within you, then that is called the strength and the power of your testimony.
在新约圣经里面有一个教会啊，才刚刚出生大概两个礼拜，他们中间就有人寻道了。
There was a church in the New Testament. They had just been born about 2 weeks, and then among them there were someone who was martyred.
那就是帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
That was a church in Thessalonica.
保罗怎么为他们做见证？
And so how did Paul testify?
他说当福音呢，在大苦难中传到你们中间。
That when the gospel came to you in great tribulation.
是靠着圣灵的大能，还有福音真理所赐的信心。
It was according to the great power of the gospel as well as the faith.
我们传讲的人的行事为人。
And also how we were, as what kind of men we were among you.
当你们听见的时候，圣灵就开启你们，让你们呢看见神是又真又活的神。
When you heard, it opened you, opened up your understanding so that you may know who, how he is, the true and living God.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
在你我身上。耶稣基督真吗
？In you and me, is our Lord Jesus Christ real?
耶稣基督活吗
？Is the Lord Jesus Christ alive?
今天早上你听见主跟你说话吗
？Have you heard the Lord speak to you this morning?
你走路的时候有感觉到主与你同行吗
？When you were walking, have you felt the Lord Jesus?
我不是说我们要靠感觉来生活。
I'm not saying how you need to live according to your emotions.
但是你我需要有真实的经历。
But you and I need to have true experience.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做。神给我们的城墙
This is the city wall that the Lord is speaking.
它是一个见证
It is a testimony.
当我们经历基督越多，这个见证就越明亮
The more you have experienced Christ, the more it is bright inside us.
我想我讲到哪里就停，时间到我就停下来，我不会一定要讲完。
I'll just share until whatever point.
我把我心里面的负担和弟兄姊妹。在主面前一起分享。
I just want to share the burden within my heart with brothers and sisters.
我们知道，在历世历代，神要向他的教会启示他的爱子。
Throughout all the ages, God wants to reveal His beloved Son.
神的儿子到底是耶稣？这个称作拿撒勒人的耶稣到底是谁
？This Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth.Who is he?
这是第一个启示。
This is the first.
第二个，他到底为我们做成了什么
？Secondly, what has he done?
他为什么要做这些事情
？And why is he doing these things?
换句话说，就是神儿子的身位和他的工作，这是神启示的重点。
In other words, who God is, as well as what he has done, this is what God wants to reveal.
当主开启我们的心，看见这件事情的事实的时候，你自然就发出赞美。
When the Lord reveals all these things to you, then naturally you will open up your mouth to praise.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿女们的赞美可以是非常的自发的 spontaneous.
The praises of the children of God can be very spontaneous.
神不喜欢我们做一个播音器哈。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，这么喊，这个不好。
God doesn't want us to be a broken record.
赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，之前很多人都这么教我们的。
Some people just teach us, you just repeat and repeat.
好，然后呢，用诗歌，用气氛，用鼓，用锣，弄得大家很热闹。
You use a band, you use drums, you use an atmosphere, and to make everything very excited.
当你里面遇见了他。
But within you, when you have met him,
你说主啊，奇妙。
You said, Lord, you are amazing.
太奇妙。
This is too amazing.
我们中间有一个年轻小女孩。
Among us, there is this young girl.
她今年十一岁。
This year, she's 11 years old.
她前年跟她爸爸妈妈一起受浸。
And last year, she together with her father and her mother, they were baptized.
他们家实在蒙主的吸引。喜欢亲近主。
Their family, because of the attraction of the Lord, they desire, they like to draw near to the Lord.
有一天，他母亲跟我们讲，他说我晚上陪我女儿一起祷告。
And the mother told me that every night, one night, I pray together with my daughter.
祷告完以后呢，他女儿没有站起来说话。
And after praying, that the girl
他就在旁边等他。
And she was waiting for her girl.
等了好久，女儿终于把眼睛张开了。
她
就看她女儿，这怎么搞的？她女儿就跟她妈妈讲：“她妈妈，主耶稣太好了，我舍不得把眼睛张开来看你。”弟兄姊妹们， 那个叫做赞美。
Brothers and sisters, that is called praise.
你在里面经历了基督。
You have experienced Christ.
你看见他为你做成了什么。
And what you have seen.
你我里面的本来被控告，本来被定罪，本来起伏上下，忽然之间安息了。
You are condemned and inside of you are constantly up and down, but now you are at rest.
那是谁呢？那是主耶稣。
It is the Lord Jesus.
为什么呢？因为他为你做成。
Why? Because he has accomplished it for you.
弟兄姊妹，你是赞美。
Brothers and sisters.
那个叫做门，你知道历世历代仇敌就是要把这些门给拆了烧了。你知道在16世纪在整个的欧洲没有人知道怎样可以得平安的。你去读马丁路德的传记，他去修行，他去研究神学，甚至跑到罗马去爬这个圣彼得堂的这个比拉多梯。
He went to Rome. He even wanted to climb up this, the stairs of
the ladder of Pilate.
Pilate.
Yeah. 那在这个 Peter's Cathedral.
Peter's Cathedral.
前面。人家告诉他说你爬到顶端的时候你就有平安了。今天我们换一句话说，你照着这个祷告你就有平安了，会吗？你这样祷告就是主所喜悦的祷告，是吗？弟兄姊妹，你没有看见基督的意义，你光照着他的字句念一点用都没有。
If you have not seen the meaning of Christ and you only follow according to the rules and the words, then there is no peace.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都有过经验。
Brothers and sisters, we have all had this experience.
哎呀，我为了得平安，我从12岁一直挣扎到18岁。
In order to gain peace, I struggled from age 12 to age 18.
我不能说我不是没有一个要主的心了，我是有的。
You can't say that.
但是我不认识真理啊。
I want the Lord, but I didn't know truth.
我认识的真理是公式啊，是个 formula.
And the truth that I knew was merely a formula.
我那时候年轻的时候常常觉得我里面有这个 guilty feeling, 你知道那个叫什么吧？
And when I was young, I constantly had this guilty feeling.
我骗人了，但是我表示我很诚实。
And so,
回到家我就很 guilty 啊。
If I lie and yet I think I'm telling the truth, I feel very guilty.
我心里面起了坏的意念了，别人看不见，主看见，撒旦也看见，我非常痛苦啊。
And if I have bad thoughts, even though people don't know, but the Lord and the devil, they know, and I have
great
suffering.
我也不敢问了，有一次我鼓起勇气问一位年长的基督徒。
And I didn't dare ask, but one time I mustered up my courage to ask an older Christian.
他就带我读约翰一书第一章第九节。
And so he brought me to read 1 John 1:9.
他说我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的。
If we do acknowledge our own sin, our God is faithful.
他儿子耶稣基督的血必洗净你一切的不义。
And through the blood of his son, he cleanses us from all sin.
他说你读我就读。
He said, read it.
再读我就再读。
He said, read it again. I read it again.
好，你祷告。
He says, okay, now pray.
我就祷告了。
So I prayed.
我说主耶稣啊，父神啊，
Jesus, Father,
我真的需要你。
I really need you.
我承认我是一个污秽的人。
I acknowledge I am unclean.
我也相信你流宝血。
And I do believe you shed your precious blood.
说完阿们了，祷告起来仍然被定罪。
And I stood up, but yet I still felt condemned.
仍然受控告。
I still was condemned and felt guilty.
那他说你平安了没有？我说我平安了，平安了，我就 fake it.
You have peace? I said yes, yes, I have peace. I faked it.
我不晓得我们多少年轻人是这个样子。
I don't know how many of your us young people are like this.
做到有一天你说主啊，我做不来了，我要吐出去了。
And then you until you one day you says, Lord, I can't do it anymore. I'm going to throw it up.
所以我们弟兄昨天讲了，除非基督在你里面。你根本不可能过基督徒的生活。
That is why our brother said last night that unless Christ is in us, the Christian life is impossible.
但是你怎么知道基督在你里面？
But how do you know that Christ is in you?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是那个门。
This is the gate.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们讲教会历史，太多的人经过这个挣扎入了门了。
When we talk about church history, so many people have struggled through this to get through that gate.
我们知道约翰卫斯理弟兄。
We know that John Wesley.
啊。不仅这个英国有很大的影响力， 而且对美洲的影响力非常大。
Not only did he have great influence in England, but also throughout the states.
在他还没有重生之前呢，他就是一个爱神的基督徒。
Even before he was born again, he was a Christian who loved God.
他是非常认真读圣经的。
He was very diligent in studying scripture.
他们在 Oxford 读书的时候。
And when he was studying at Oxford.
他跟他的几个同学爱主的弟兄啊，他们说别人去玩，别人去 dance， 别人去 party， 我们不做这些事。
Together with some of the other brothers who love the Lord, when other people went to party, to dance, and to do other things, they did not.
我们照着神的话语来过生活。
We are going to live according to God's word.
所以从那个时候，他们就得着一个绰号，叫做 Methodist。
So from that time, they were given the name of the Methodist.
循规蹈矩的人。
They were very methodical.
那么他大学毕业了，不去做别的事，他就要传福音。
And after he graduated from college, he wasn't going to do anything else but to share.
不仅在英国传
，Not only in England,
而且坐船渡了大西洋到美国来。
But he was also going to cross the Atlantic and come to America.
他最先做工的地方在哪里呢
？Where was his first place?
在 Georgia。
It was in Georgia.
弟兄姊妹们，你去读读美国的历史。
If you read some of American history,
那时候 Georgia 没有多少移民的。
There were not very many immigrants there.
所以他是对着当地的印第安人传福音。
And so he shared the gospel to the Indians.
他出来大声疾呼：“你们要悔改！”
And so he cried out loudly, "You must repent."
审判就在前面。
Because judgment is ahead.
结果他自己的心也不受感动。
But his own heart was not even moved.
他心里有一个深处的问题。
He had this deep question within him.
他说：“我还没有确据，我还没有平安。”
He says, "I have no assurance. I have no faith."
他第一次坐船过大西洋的时候，在海上遇见风暴。
And so this first time when he crossed the Atlantic, the boat they encountered a storm.
好，整条船呢几乎都要翻了。
The entire ship was about to sink.
好。这几乎要 capsize,
啊，
那么他吓得要命。
And he was terrified.
他看全船的人都一样害怕。
And he saw all the people, all the passengers were just.
只有在那个三等舱看到一个角落有一家看起来就是很乡下人、贫穷的人，他们大人小孩围在一起，安安息息的唱诗歌、祷告。
But he saw that in a corner of this ship there was a family. They looked like they were from the country, and they were very peaceful, quiet, just kneeling there praying.
他就走近问他们：“你们为什么不害怕呢？”
And so he went to them and says, "Why are you not afraid?"
他说：“因为我们是属主的人。”
And they said, "Because we belong to the Lord."
主耶稣在我们的里面。
The Lord Jesus is.
主耶稣也在这风暴中。
The Lord Jesus in the midst of the storm.
他管理万有。
He is in control.
他那时候就有一个震撼。他说他们有的我还没有。他就这样到了 Georgia 去传福音的。第一次他在那里一点果效都没有。
他
传完福音回到英国。有人建议他读一读马丁路德写的罗马书。罗马书注释 马丁路德在前面的序言讲到他自己怎样蒙恩的。
The foreword of this expository of the Book of Romans by Martin Luther shared a little bit of his first previous experience.
约翰·威斯里后来在自己的传记里面讲，他忽然之间呢，有一股从天上来的温暖透过我的全身。
John Wesley in his autobiography said that after he read that, there was this warmth that fell down from heaven that filled his entire body.
神的爱。在耶稣的救恩里面显出来了。
God's love through the salvation of the Lord Jesus was now expressed.
他活过来了。
He became alive.
他一生追求要活在这个同在的里面。
And all of his life pursued, we wanted to live in this.
你读他们的传记啊。
When you read their own.
他在英国服侍非常忙碌的。
It was very busy, very difficult to serve.
那时候没有汽车，也没有 cell phone 啊。
There were no cars, no cell phones.
他们要出去看望，出去服侍是骑马的。
To do visitations, they had to ride horses.
有一次，他跟几位弟兄啊骑马出去，走到半路，他忽然把马拉停住了。
One time he went on horse with another brother.
他的同伴
halfway they stopped.
一起停下来。
He stopped together with his.
他翻身下马，就到草地边，马上跪下来在那里 跟主交通。
He immediately dismounted and he stopped and knelt down and had some fellowship with the Lord.
对他来讲，主的同在随处随地随在。
And so to him, God's presence was anywhere.
是非常真实
的。It was very real.
这就是我年轻的时候，我渴慕，但是我碰不见的。
This is what I wanted and thirsted after when I was young, but I could not meet.
但是当我进到一个聚会的里面。主就让我碰见他。
But when I came into a meeting, a gathering, I met.
跟我去的时候的心情完全不一样。
It's completely different from my heart attitude beforehand.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神要使我们认识他的爱子，并且他为我们做了什么。
God wants us to know His beloved Son and what He has done for us.
然后他要我们在圣灵和信心中，我们来经历耶稣是谁。
And then in the Holy Spirit that we are to experience through faith who He is.
来享受他的救恩。
That we may enjoy of His salvation.
所以以赛亚告诉我们说，门是赞美，救恩就是强援。
That is why in Isaiah it tells us that the walls is salvation and the gates praise.
所以恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
And so the testimony of the recovery of the Son of God.
基本上来讲，就是你我。在圣灵中得着属灵的实际。
Basically, is that in the spirit that you will gain spiritual reality.
不再是道理。
It's no longer head knowledge.
不再是外面的活动。
Or outward activity.
不是说不应该有这些。
It's not to say that we don't have it.
但是你我里面有那个实际。
But that in you and I we have that reality.
这实际至少两件事情。
In this reality, there are at least two things.
好，弟兄姊妹，这两件事情，第一个是对于神儿子有一个准确。清晰而且确定的一个开启。
That in these two things, the very first is that you will have a very clear, you will have an accurate and a guarantee of who He is.
这是神在教会历史中一直所做恢复的工作。
This is what God is continually recovering in the church.
所以恢复的工作必定带着真理的光出来的。
And so in the recovery of the church, it must bring the light of truth.
啊，所以马丁路德啊。其实他主把整本圣经都解开给他，但是他只能传出因信称义这一段。
Actually, the Lord had revealed the entire Bible to Martin Luther. However, he was only able to expound on this point of being justified by faith.
约翰卫斯理兄弟还有他同时代的人，把怎样成圣的路向我们打开来。
John and Charles Wesley, they were able to open up the truth of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，这些真理光出来的时候，你就看见教会整个就被提升了。
When the light of these truths came out, we see that entire condition of the church was lifted up.
那一代神的儿女们就有路走了。
The children of God during those ages.
这是非常重要的。
We had a way.
我们不要把过去神恢复的，今天变成我们的道理。变成我们的传统。
We cannot take what has already been recovered in the past as just a logic or as just tradition.
那么接下来这个属灵的真的实际啊，第二方面就是我们必须有丰富深刻的生命的经历。
The second aspect of this spiritual reality is that we need to have very abundant and deep experience.
好，前面这个真理叫做解开的话。
The very first truth is the unveiling of His word.
好，这个在诗篇119篇的130节说，你的话一解开，就发出亮光。
In Psalm 119, it says that when your word is opened up, there is light.
好，这个解开原来就 when you find the entrance of your word, 你要找到那个门，这个话对你来讲就有力量了。
When you have and found the entrance and that door, then that word now has strength in it.
所以我们年轻弟兄姊妹啊，你们头脑都很好，会背圣经，感谢主。
Young brothers and sisters, you all have very good minds. You're able to memorize God's word.
你们会把弟兄讲的道整理的有条有理，讲出来别人都听懂了。弟兄讲的时候，大家还听不懂。
You can organize the messages of the brothers in a very good way for other people to understand. Even the brothers themselves they can't do.
但是求主啊，在你们里面打开那个门。
But we pray that the Lord would open up that gate in you.
这个光一照出来的时候，愚人就通达了。
When that light shines and the door opens, then there's an opening.
Then makes the fool understand.
Makes the fool understand.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们都是愚顽人了，现在开始有悟性了。弟兄姊妹，那么第二个，
second.
这个 这个墙哈、啊，就是你我经历，我们走上了路，有可走的路。
Now, this wall also speaks of how our it is our experience. It is a path in which you can walk on.
在使徒保罗的话语交通里面呢，这一方面是最清楚的。
In Paul's teaching and in his fellowship, this is the most clear.
你我读使徒保罗书信，你就发现保罗的体裁啊是规规矩矩的。前一半讲真理，后一半讲实行。
When Paul, 是不是啊？ In his writings, when we read it, we see it's very organized. First, he speaks about truth, and then he talks about application.
比如说，以弗所书第一章到第三章呢，哇，讲天上的意象。
In Ephesians 1-3, for example, first he talks about this heavenly vision.
到了第四章就讲你们 how to walk.
And then starting from chapter 4,
你们就实行了。
How you can apply it?
个人要跟邻舍说诚实话了。
And you need to speak truth to one another.
你知道？我自己侍奉主前30年呢，只敢讲前面的道，不敢讲后面的路。
You know, the first 30 years of my service, I only dared to speak of the truth at the beginning because I couldn't really talk about the experience part.
因为我怕我讲路我变成律法。
Because I was afraid that if I talk about the way,
那很可怕的。
It would become law and it would mislead others.
我们需要在这一方面呢，求主向我们恢复属灵的实际。
We pray that in this way the Lord will recover spiritual reality.
简单的讲，什么叫属灵的实际呢？
Simply put, what is spiritual reality?
我们所信的主，爱我们的父神，在我里面，在我人生中又真又活。
That the Lord Jesus and the Father who loves me is inside of me, he is true and real.
好，我自己在教会生活中看见好多弟兄姊妹身上显出这个，叫我每次就俯伏敬拜。
And in the church, I have seen so many brothers and sisters who have expressed this, and it causes me to prostrate myself down and worship.
好，接下来我要，哦，我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
本来我快快写最后一个 slide。
The next slide, please.
今天本来我就只想讲个 introduction.
Today is supposed to be the introduction.
解释这个题目哈。
To introduce this topic.
我们读一下诗篇48篇。
Let's read Psalm 48.
第12节。
Verse 12.
你们当周游西安，四围旋绕，数点城楼。
Walk about Zion and go round about her. Count the towers thereof.
啊，我想今天呢，我跟大家起个头，盼望每一个弟兄姊妹啊，我们都一起聚集在主面前。
And so today, in this introduction, I do hope that all of our focus and attention would be here.
让我们一起啊，跟着圣灵和主的话语来周游耶路撒冷。
That as we follow the leading of the Spirit, that we would walk around Jerusalem.
啊，四围旋绕。
That we would surround and
walk all
the way around.
数点它的城楼。
And that we would count all of these gates and towers.
好叫我们呢能够认识神给了我们什么。
So that we may know what God has given to us.
我们知道神今天在我们身上他要得着的是什么。
So that we may know what God wants to gain in us.
我自己从来没有去过耶路撒冷。
I myself have never gone to Jerusalem.
但是呢我有一段日子天天晚上做梦呢都梦游耶路撒冷。
There's a period of time where every night in my dreams I was walk the entire city of Jerusalem.
好，我有时间呢我也在 internet 上看别人去拍的这些旅游的这些介绍。
And when I had time I would often watch some of the videos of people who have gone there so that I could learn more.
在尼希米时代呢耶路撒冷城是12个门。
During the time of Nehemiah there were 12 gates.
那么有10个门是被仇敌毁坏啊，被烧火烧掉。有2个门呢是仇敌摸不着不能毁坏的。
There were two that the enemy cannot touch and cannot.
加起来这12个门，你在其他的历史书上找不到这十二个门。
And so if you add it all together, there are 12. In history, you cannot find all 12.
在最后启示录圣城新耶路撒冷降临的时候，也是12个门。
But at the end, when the new Jerusalem appears from heaven, we see that there are also 12 gates.
那是12个门呢，变成珍珠了，就不是这个。这些门的意思。
And then at that time, those 12 gates will become pearls. It will not be like this.
它都有属灵的意义的。
They all have spiritual meaning.
好，我们稍微看一下。
Let's take a look.
耶路撒冷从最东北边的那一座门叫做阳门。
The very top at the very northern part, we see there's a sheep gate.
然后我们向西走哈，会有碰到两个 两个楼，两个塔。
There are two towers.
一个叫做这个
tower of the
这个米亚哈哈米。
Maya Tower or the Tower of the Hundred.
好，那么第二个楼啊叫做哈南叶楼。
And next is Tower of Hananel.
好，一个是哈米亚楼，一个是哈南叶楼。
So Tower of the Hundred and of Hananel.
然后接下来就是鱼门。
And then the Fish Gate.
啊 ，Fish Gate. 然后呢，转了一点点弯呢，就到了古门。
And you turn a bit of a corner and you get to the old gate.
那古门呢，要达到这个宽墙之前呢，有一个门叫做以法莲门。
And so there's a portion before you get to the next gate of the it's called the gate of Ephraim.
以法莲门是没有被仇敌毁坏的。
The gate of Ephraim is a gate that is not destroyed.
然后再接下去一段到了卢楼。
And then another portion before you get to the furnace tower.
然后呢，就到了谷门。
And then you come to the valley gate.
山谷的谷哈，从那个门出去就是一个很陡的下坡路。
When you go out of this gate, there's a very steep drop.
然后再往这个东南走。
And then when you go down south.
Southeast.
Southeast.
那我们就碰到一个门叫做 Dung Gate, 就是粪场门。
Then you will hit the Dung Gate.
整个城里面所有的废物哈、脏东西、污秽的东西从那里送出去。
All of the waste and garbage of the city needs to be taken out from that.
然后转一个弯呢，就到了泉门。
You turn a corner and you will get to the fountain gate.
然后呢，泉门很长一段路哈、上坡。到了水门。
And then there's a very long period of wall, a road that is uphill until you get to the fountain.
Well, the water gate.
Watergate.
到水门那边就开始有几个突出来的城楼。
And at the water gate, then there are some more towers.
然后再往前呢，再转一个弯呢，到了马门。
And then you will turn and you will hit the horse gate.
好，然后呢，再往前走到了东门。
And then you go forward a little, and then there's the east gate.
然后到了哈米佛甲门。
And then you will come to the inspection or muster gate.
最后一个门没有被毁坏的叫做护卫门。
And the very last one is called the prison gate that is not destroyed.
护卫门完了以后就接上阳门。
And after the prison gate, then it connects to the sheep.
我想我今天就先介绍这么多。
And so this is my introduction for today.
但愿呢，这些日子，主也引导我们的心一起来思想尼希米记。
We pray that in these days the Lord will allow us to keep our hearts and our minds on Nehemiah.
但愿我们在这个时代能够与神同工，完成他所要完成的工作。
We hope that in these days we'll cooperate and co-work with God so that He may accomplish His work.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we do give you all the praise of our hearts.
我们的父神爱我们。
Our heavenly Father loves us.
他给我们的永远都是上好的。
And what He gives us always is the very best.
他甚至不吝惜他自己的独生爱子。
And He has also relinquished His own beloved Son.
赐给我们这些蒙恩本来不配的罪人。
And He has given it to us, who previously we were unworthy sinners.
并且你让我们在你的里面享受你和你丰盛的救恩。
So that now we may enjoy of you and your abundant salvation.
主啊，我们把自己交在你的手中。
Lord Jesus, we place ourselves into your hands.
愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
在这个世代，你要借着教会完成你要完成的工作。
And in this age, you will accomplish that which you desire.
叫你回来的日子快快的来到。
So that the days of your return may come quickly.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.